Well, next to the US, former FBI boss and Donald Trump critic James Comey has been charged with making false statements to the US Congress and obstruction of justice. President Trump fired Mr. Comey in 2017, shortly after it was confirmed the president was under FBI investigation over his election campaign's connections to Russia. Well, Mr. Comey says he's innocent. Here's how he responded on social media.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees. And you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant. And she's right. But I'm not afraid. And I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are engaged, you are paying attention, and you will vote like your beloved country depends upon it, which it does. My heart is broken for the Department of Justice. But I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
James Comey there. Well, earlier I spoke to political reporter with The Hill, Julia Manchester. First, she started by telling me the background to the case.
So this goes back to testimony that James Comey, the former FBI director, gave in 2017 about, the investigations into or about essentially the investigations into President Trump as well, and whether, you know, he and his campaign worked with Russia to collude in the 2016 presidential elections. Comey was testifying before a Senate committee, and Senator Ted Cruz asked him if he had at any point authorized the leaking of information. Comey said he did not authorize that leaking of information. However, his deputy, Andrew McCabe, the former deputy FBI director, said that he was ordered to leak information to the press. So that's part of it. And we know that, you know, there were originally three charges. This grand jury, you know, decided to drop the third one, but they're very much targeting Comey on an obstruction charge, as well as a perjury charge.
Now, James Comey says he's innocent. What has he been saying?
So he released an Instagram video last week and said he was innocent. And, you know, essentially said that he still has faith in the U.S. justice system and, quote, you know, let's have a trial. So he seems very defiant, or he says he is very defiant at this moment.
He also says his family and himself have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
He did. And, you know, we've seen his family sort of, I guess, you know, they would argue they've, you know, seen those costs, you know, this earlier this year, too. His daughter, Maureen Comey, was a former attorney in the Southern District of New York, a very respected attorney. She was dropped or fired from that position by the government, by the Trump administration. And she's suing, in the process of suing, over that. And, you know, it's just interesting because it's just coming at a time when I think there's real questions about, you know, sort of what happens or the backlash one gets when they speak out against the Trump administration. We, of course, have that, you know, the back and forth over comedian Jimmy Kimmel and his show, and President Trump calling on, you know, the show to be preempted temporarily. So I think there's just a lot of questions as to what this means in the broader conversation.
So within that context, then, is this viewed as an extraordinary escalation in Donald Trump's effort to prosecute his political enemies?
So his, you know, his critics would say that. And, you know, it's worth noting that the attorney who signed off on this this grand jury decision is Donald Trump's former personal attorney, who you know, he appointed to fill in for the attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia, who is where this is being this case is being tried or playing out. So that's worth noting. Supporters of Donald Trump would say that this was a grand jury decision, and that they didn't, note that they charged him. There are two out of three charges they're pursuing. They decided to drop a third charge. So they're pointing to that as essentially evidence that it's not necessarily like they're going full out, against Comey, if that makes sense.
But the charges don't come as a surprise because President Trump was touting this on social media before it happened.
He was. On Saturday, he put out a very lengthy Truth Social post calling on Attorney General Pam Bondi to prosecute his perceived political enemies, including James Comey, New York Attorney General Letitia James, as well as California Senator Adam Schiff. American media had been reporting that the indictment against Comey was coming soon. It was just a matter of when. Donald Trump was asked about this earlier today yesterday in the Oval Office, and he said he did not know anything about that. This was up to the Justice Department, but I think there's real questions about the independence of the Justice Department right now under the Trump administration.
Julia Manchester, political reporter with The Hill, speaking to us earlier. It's now 7:20.